is our returning champion, Jan Ropes from Vista, California. Stand by to see Jan play for a home entertainment center valued at $6,774. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century, and let's welcome back a very good champion, Jan Ropes. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Jim.
You have survived a couple of tiebreakers to sit
Some
here.
Some real squeakers.
They have indeed. They've been very exciting. I'm sure you'd like to have them a little easier. Here's where you stand. You've put a lot of money into your bank account. You've got $240 in your bank account, so a win with just $20 more. That's all you need for that 45-inch color TV, the VCR, and the stereo. You're $100 away from a fabulous player piano worth, that's worth over $8,000. So you're getting into some big things. But incidentally, along the way, you've done very well with the Fame Game and the Instant Bargains. A microwave, a stereo, you've got a trip to Lake Tahoe, over $1,000 in cash, $5,688 in cash and prizes.
That's wonderful.
Without buying a major prize. That's nice. Well, good luck today, Jan.
Thank you.
Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Yes, she's picked up a lot of good things along the way.
She's good player. Yeah, some of the things she picked up.
Like the trip to Lake Tahoe,
yes,
right?
Yes, for sure.
Who did you bring up?
And this man has an undying passion for music. From Los Angeles, California, here is Jim Kelly.
Hello there, Jim.
And this lady once wrote a weekly cooking column, Not Knowing How to Cook, from Santa Cruz, California. Give a big hand to Leanne Sterling.
Hi, Leanne. What is this you're making smile faces all over your cards?
Just practicing.
Just practicing. See you later with some bargains. Leanne, you wrote a weekly cooking column and you didn't know how to cook?
Well, that was the only job available on the paper and I wanted to work there. So I learned how to cook one step ahead of the column.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, that's good. That's very enterprising. Are you a good cook now?
I don't cook at all.
No. Still doing the column?
No, I went on to write other things for the paper.
Okay.
They let me off the hook.
Nice to have you here, Leanne. And Jim, you have an undying passion for music.
In my spare time, I help choreograph and direct a country western dance group. So grab your partner. And I just wrote my first song.
Well, congratulations. That's nice. And sounds like good things. Good to have you here. Hope it's going to be a big hit for you, Jim. $20 starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is our champion. Gets to do some great shopping. And we'll start with this. What crooner was Bob Hope's partner in the road picture, Jim?
Bing Crosby.
That's $5 for the correct answer. Bing Crosby it is. Jim goes to $25. In what kind of frontier structure was Abraham Lincoln born, Jan?
Log cabin.
Yes, indeed. Two in a row for the champion. She's very quick to that buzzer. She goes to 30. In the 5th century, who led the Huns in their attack, Jan?
Attila.
On the Roman Empire, Attila the Hun it is. Jan to 35, yes. The process of learning from your mistakes is called trial and, Jim?
Error.
You got your first five, and Jim goes to 25. Second place. Once used in battle, these light spears are now tossed in Olympic competition. Jim?
Javelin.
Javelin it is. Jim goes to 30, yes. But it is Jan in the lead by five. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise when an instant bargain comes up. Now, I don't know if you're with us recently. We had a soup tureen, and I made fun of it. And I didn't really like it. And our producer and director said, no, we can sell it if we just give it pizzazz. So they promised that we brought it back by popular demand with pizzazz.
All your soups will make a big splash in this exquisite soup tureen. A unique and lovely Chinese work of art. Hand-painted porcelain in a double fish design. Compliments of Sale of the Century. And it's normally priced at $425. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Pizzazz! Jan! Jan! Now! And it's got a back too. And incidentally, Jan, I found out there is a small sect in Antarctica that worships fresh fish. It's possible this is a religious artifact. You think that'll help?
No.
$425 for this Soup tureen.
There's not enough pizzazz to make me buy that.
There's not enough pizzazz.
No.
You know, that's a very intelligent woman. I wouldn't sell the darn thing to her. The heck with it. Hanging on at a $5 lead. They tried, though. They tried. The Radio City Rockettes next time. I'm telling you, we'll sell that yet. It is ugly. No, it's very nice. Name the actor who said, "I could have been a contender in On the Waterfront." Jim.
Marlon Brando.
That's right, Marlon Brando it is, yes. And you tie Jan now at 35. Incidentally, early in his career, I don't know if you know, Brando tried out for Sale of the Century, and he didn't make it, and he was saying, "I could have been a contestant." We've got a tie here with Jan and Jim at 35, Leanne at 20, and I'm going to punch our head writer for that line. Under the pen name Boz, who wrote The Pickwick? Jim.
Charles Dickens.
The Pickwick Papers, I was going to say, and Jim goes into the lead by 5. What nation has cities named Minsk and Pinsk? Leanne.
Poland.
No, it's a couple of dumb names, but Russia has them. Minsk and Pinsk, and you lose $5 for the incorrect answer then. Leanne down to 15, but you can make it up right now with the Fame Game, playing for a pick of the Fame Game board, a $5 and $10 money card up there on the board someplace. Famous animal. We are members of the rodent family, classified into two groups, Old World and New World. The Old World variety grows to about 3 feet long, lives in tunnels, and does not climb trees. The New World type climbs trees and strips off the bark for food. Jan.
The beaver?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, you're not playing for dollars, but for a pick of the board, so you stay at 35. We'll clear the board, continue for Leanne and Jim. We are sometimes erroneously called hedgehogs. We have strong, stiff quills. Jim?
Porcupine.
Porcupine. Get those quills. It's got to be the porcupine. Jim, there are 9 numbers up there. You'll get what's behind the one that you pick.
The one in the middle, 5.
And behind number 5, we have cookware. Beautiful La Cuisine cookware. Porcelain enamel on steel with solid brass handles and knobs. Furnished by Toll Silver Company.
Very nice. That is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. You know, the way you said that, you almost got 2 prizes. The one in the middle. Uh-oh. We'll be right back. Looks like our champion is involved in another tight match. Jim at 40, Jan at 35, Leanne at 15. What's the name of the heavy black bread from Westphalia, Germany? Leanne.
Pumpernickel.
Oh, the cook. I knew you could cook, Leanne. Back to 20, yes.
Okay.
What's the nickname of jazz trumpeter John Gillespie? Knee with a hammer. Jim.
Your reflexes.
It's funny, the other day I had a carpenter come over and he hit me with a stethoscope. You're right, Jim, you got another 5, you got a 45. There are African ones and Indian ones. They are the world's, Jan?
Elephants.
World's second tallest and largest land animals. You're right, and again, a tie. What a great time for a tie, because it's time for an instant bargain. Now we're getting serious. I mean, this is not a soup tureen ugly fish. This is terrific, and only one of you can have it. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for either you, Jim, or you, Jan. This is yours.
Jim or Jan? Jan? You'll feel right at home on this range. Hardwick Deluxe Century Series Gas Range. Full featured with a continuous cleaning oven and a contemporary design. Furnished by the Hardwick Stove Company. It's normally priced at $699. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
Just $10. Now.
I know, but you needed to go with your soup tureen.
She didn't buy the soup tureen. However, it may be it. No, don't say that. No. If it was in there, they wouldn't buy it. $699 for the home on the range for 10. 9.
She is a serious contestant. I don't know that I can afford the 10.
8. 7. 5 bucks for the range. Going. No sale. Boy. Oh, the audience agrees they shouldn't have bought. Interesting. Name the only planet that does not share its name with a mythical god. Jan.
Earth.
Earth is right. Yes, so Jan goes into the lead. Our research staff checks everything out, and they put a note here on my card. Our research staff doesn't know why this is true. But it is. Jan goes back into the lead. Possibly the first known observatory built by man consists of huge, rough-cut stones, Jim.
Stonehenge.
On the Salisbury Plain in England, Stonehenge it is. And again, we've got a tie. Yeah. Which of our state capitals is home to the largest Mormon temple? Jen?
Salt Lake City.
You got it, Jen. Back into the lead. Leanne's looking at him like, I'm hitting the buzzer. They're just beating you. Name the wealthy American industrialist who founded the Standard Oil Company. Jim?
Rockefeller.
Rockefeller it is. John D., to be exact. And again, a tie with Jim and Jen. In what kind of building would you be if you had just been incarcerated? Jen?
In jail.
Jail is exactly what it is. And Jen goes back into the lead. Yes. Recently, talking about jails, well, I don't want to mention the name of the town, but this is absolutely true. The town council passed a resolution, a three-part resolution, absolutely true. The first part said they were going to build a new jail. Number two, they were going to use parts from the old jail to build the new jail. And number three, they would continue using the old jail until the new jail was completed. Think about that. We'll be right back. Jim at 55, Leanne at 20, back to the fame game and the addition of a $15 money card up there someplace. A famous thing. I am a game played at home by at least two players. I was first copyrighted in 1935. Jan, taking a chance.
Monopoly.
You are right, yes. She took a chance and it paid off with a pick of the board.
Lucky number nine.
And behind number nine, we have hair care appliances. Endless quality personal care appliances for the whole family, designed for travel or home use. An assortment of hair helpers for your beauty needs, furnished by Andrew.
That's a lot of hair supply. $350 worth.
Great.
They're yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game, but you didn't find the money cards. They stay up there. We'll add 25 a little later. All three of you now in this. America's largest labor union has more than... the end.
ACLU.
No. More than 2 million members. That's the Teamsters. That's the largest. And you lose five on that, Leanne. Back down to 15. What's the legal term for a person named to perform and carry out the terms, Jim?
Executor.
Of a will, I was going to say. You're right. Executor it is. And again, a tie with Jim and Jen. A controversial 1983 film starring Meryl Streep tells of a tragic young woman, Jan?
Sophie's Choice.
No. Working in the nuclear power industry, that is Silkwood, and Jan loses $5. So, Jim, you have the lead with a great instant bargain.
Jim, here's a cool vacation idea. A trip to fabulous Palm Springs. We'll take you and three of your friends by limousine from Los Angeles to sunny Palm Springs for a week's vacation at the Palm Springs Estrella Inn in a luxury cottage. Swimming pools, jacuzzis, fireplaces, lush gardens, only country club setting in the heart of Palm Springs, yet near the finest shops and restaurants. Estrella Inn. This great getaway is normally priced at $1,750 and $80, and today I'm selling this entry. It's yours for only $15.
Yeah. Now, did you hear what Summer said? That is a trip for four to Palm Springs. It's a $1,780 trip. You have a $5 lead. I haven't sold anything all day, and I love ties to boot, so I am going to drop the price. Four people at Palm Springs for $5. Going once.
You know, if those girls would go with me, I might consider.
And no sale. He did. Oh, I thought he would like that, and I was going to hide that soup tureen in his luggage, too. We'll be right back. Not want the holiday. He wanted the $5 lead. He's got it over Jan and Leanne. Come on, maybe you'll get going this time. Dr. Charles Richter created the Richter scale, Jim.
Earthquakes.
To measure what? Earthquakes is exactly what it is. And Jim, with good anticipation and a $10 lead. This tiny nation lies on the French Riviera, is surrounded on, Jim?
Monaco.
On three sides by France. You are right. It is indeed Monaco. Yes. And Jim gets another five. The Italian word for fresh describes a painting on wet plaster. Jim?
Fresco.
Fresco is exactly what it is. And Jim making a big, strong move now. $20 lead. Well, you can cut into that lead right now. $25 money card is up there. We're looking for a famous person. I am an American author born in Sauk Center, Minnesota in 1885 with the first name Harry. I lived in a socialist community founded by Upton Sinclair. And in 1914, I published my first novel, Our Mr. Wren. I was the first American novelist to win the Nobel Prize for Literature for Arrowsmith. My books attacked the weakness I saw in American society. I gained fame from such novels as Main Street, Babbitt, Dodsworth, and Elmer Gantry. I am Sinclair... Jan?
Lewis.
Lewis, that's right. Yeah. And Jan, the champion, gets that pick of the board, trailing by $20.
Number two.
And behind number two, we have $15.
But Jan found one she needed. We add that $15 to her score, and she pulls it within $5 of Jim. And Jim not buying may have been a good idea, because he has a $5 lead as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock. Jim at 75, Jan at 70, Leanne at 15. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What gas with the atomic number 10 is used in electric signs? Jan.
Neon.
Right. Name the man who created Donald Duck. Jan.
Walt Disney.
Right. At the time of its destruction, what was the Bastille? Leanne.
It was a prison.
Right. How many sides would you find on a quadrilateral? Jan.
Four.
Right. It is Jan. What kind of score in football is worth 3 points? Jim.
Point after touchdown.
No. From what flower do we get the drug opium? Jan.
The poppy.
Right. In which European capital is the Prado Museum? Jim.
Madrid.
Yes. Name the feminist writer who is the editor of Ms. Magazine. Leanne.
Gloria Steinem.
Right. What is the capital of Japan? Jim.
Tokyo.
Right. In what novel would you find the evil overseer Simon Legree? Jan.
Silas Marner.
Wrong. Name the Secretary of State who arranged the 1972 China visit of Nixon. Jan.
Kissinger.
Right. Before it gained independence, Algeria was a colony of... Jan.
France.
Right. Name the night time. Jan has pulled it up. Came from $5 back to $15 ahead. Yes. Back to the champion in just a moment. Again, a close match for Jan. The evil overseer Simon Legree was in Uncle Tom's Cabin. And 3 points in football is from a field goal. Got to say goodbye to Leanne and Jim. Leanne didn't pick up anything along the way, but some nice parting gifts and our thanks with the cash in front of you.
Time.
Thank you. And Jim, you got yourself the cookware. And with the cash, you're well over $200. But, oh, in retrospect, I wish you had taken that trip to Palm Springs. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Got to play the game the way you want to play it, though. Jan is going shopping with me once again. Come on, Jan. You've got enough money for all of that equipment in the home entertainment center. Yes. Something to take a very good look at. $335. Say yes, and you can leave us with this.
Conjure up some home entertainment with this big 45-inch rear projection color television. Gives you big-screen TV viewing enjoyment in a one-piece cabinet. Plus, some of today's most advanced features in this convertible video cassette recorder. Furnished by Green & Roberts. Plus, a totally integrated audio system featuring computer memory and timer functions. Plus, remote terminal for listening anywhere in your home, furnished by Beverly Stereo. This package normally priced at $6,774. Yours for only $260 on sale of the century.
Just $260? You haven't. You like yourself on television there? They really caught you at an awkward moment. Jan, you've got enough money to take all of this equipment and leave. Or you can put your money in the bank. If you like a piano and you like something unusual, do you know you are just $5 away with another win from this?
Keep the music rolling with this Royale Player Piano, featuring handsomely styled casework and a first-class player mechanism, accented with handcrafted decorative glass. Furnished by Universal Player Piano Company. And this player piano, normally priced at $8,137, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
That's the next prize up the line. A big win. You're $110 away from a lady's fur coat that's worth well over $12,000. But you've had some tough matches, so you've got a tough decision to make. And, of course, if you get to $750, we will give you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $79,000.
It's growing. And that is in total $138,073 in cash and prizes that could be yours. Something that you might want to shoot for. But right now, you can take all of that wonderful equipment, the stereo, the VCR, the color TV, and leave us with everything else you've picked up, and you've picked up a lot, as I mentioned earlier, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. The player piano is very, very close, but you'd have to win again. We'll get your decision right after this. Back with our champion, Jan Ropes, with $335 big dollars in her bank account. You have enough money that you can buy that color TV, the VCR, and the stereo, and leave us with, I would believe, I think it's something over $12,000 worth of things that you would have. Or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. The player piano, just $5 more dollars away. The lady's fur coat is the next thing beyond that. Jan, I know you've thought about it. What's it going to be?
This is great fun. I'm going to come back.
You're
going to
take... Oh, no. After another close one, she's coming back. She's putting her money in the bank. We'll put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. And that cash jackpot is going, reaching over the cars, to $80,000 in cash in that jackpot. Wow. Something maybe to shoot for. Maybe Jan's beginning to eye that already. She'll be two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Another close one, but you did it.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do that.
Prices or manufacturers' suggested retail value when are correct at the time of recording.